October 18, 2002. It's the Watt from Pedro Show. Thank you. Watt from Pedro Show, October 18 edition, 2002. Friday and Pedro. There might have been some funky pitch problems there with those tunes because I didn't have the foresight or the awareness to check out the machinery before I started up today, and they were in freestyle rave mode. And so much apologies to John Coltrane, who started off with the softly as a softly as in a morning sunrise.
It's just in the morning sunrise mode.
And then Brave Captain there with Tell Her You Want Her. So they were funky pitch thing. So, but I'm getting it together. Brother Matt, how are you?
Good, good. Glad it's Friday.
Yeah, you've had a hell week, right?
Yeah, ready for the three-day weekend. Having a hell week is definitely a little easier to deal with when you got weekly three-day weekends. Going up to San Francisco, too, for Burning Man decompression. That'll be a good thing.
Oh, wow, I was there last week.
Yeah, fun time.
The Elbow Room. It was pretty intense.
That was a new place, huh? New place for you to play?
Yeah, I've never played there.
It's cool. Like
an upstairs, downstairs deal. Bar downstairs, and you play upstairs. And Nels was on fire. He was smoking. That was Perk.
What part of town?
Was painting up a storm. He painted a paint. He sent me a snap he took, because he brings a camera and takes snaps while he's painting during the gig, and he sent me one of a cat on a bike, and that was pretty cool.
Oh, cool. Yeah. That's a bitch in touch, having him up there doing this thing to the tunes. Yeah. In Technicolor.
The Nortonian touch.
So what part of town was Elbow Room in?
Like Mission, Valencia, and 16th or 17th Street. So, new pad. I'm going to be up there again in early November with the Bottom of the Hill. Kirkwood, Chris Novoselic, Bud Gow's new band, Eyes Adrift.
Oh, cool, yeah.
Played with them
in
January.
Yeah.
And now, be interesting how they are 9 months later.
It's a big old...
I got four gigs this weekend.
Big old styling traveling bus they had.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'll be in the boat. Tonight I play Stooges with... Perk and Peter DiStefano in Long Beach. And then tomorrow I have a new Stooges band with Nels Klein and Kevin Fitzgerald from Geraldine Fibbers. And something at Spaceland. And then right after that I have to race over and do what I'm doing tonight with Perk and Peter again at 14 Below. And then Monday we open up for Jason, the Nels Kevin band. We call it the Real Oh My. We open up for Jason Lowenstein's new solo project thing at the Derby, which I've never played, but I heard might be a little bit of a nightmare with the cat who runs it, but I'm just opening up.
Isn't that like
Jason the best?
Normally like the hip swing spot for like up there in
Los Feliz?
Yeah, yeah.
I've never been there, Brother Matt, so I wouldn't.
Yeah, it doesn't seem
really
like they don't normally rock, I don't think. I think they got like the hip cherry pop and daddy type of deal.
Well, they're going to get Stooges. And I tell you, this one I got with Kevin and Nels is really intense.
I'm in five
Stooges bands now. And I'm going to play with Jay and the Ashton Brothers. It looks like a Ren France on December 5th or 6th. And then the day after, Eindhoven, Holland, and then two London gigs. I don't know the exact days yet. They haven't given me that info. I'm only the bass player. But I should get it soon and let everybody know. But it looks like four gigs for Ashton, Maskus, and Watt. He's on tour right now with Cobra Verde, Jay Maskus.
Oh, cool.
He'll be at the Roxy on the 26th. He asked me to come on up.
Cool.
I went and... Les called me the other day. I called you, Brother Matt, but you weren't here yet to come on up to the gig. So I took the drummer, young guy from Frijoles Negros, that reggae band. We got a Pedro gig on the first here. And he's never really been backstage at a gig. It was a trip for him.
Oh, cool.
And Les, I mean, it was at the Palace up in Hollywood, so the sound was really kind of muddy. But at the end there, he had me come up and do a dually with him over a Beatles song. And he wanted me to play one of his basses, but they're really hard for me. So he had a Rickenbacker. He said, "You want to play this?" And I had John Entwistle's name signed up.
Oh,
that was wild. But really light strings and really close action. So it was kind of hard to play. Also, he plays really soft on stage, man. I couldn't. And my bass, it wasn't even in there. It was total mime. So he's a great cat, you know, and I hope I did him justice.
That's cool.
You know, the Palace was built in the 30s for big bands, so the sound with electric stuff is not so happening. Not so happening. Okay, Jeff Pink is a bass player. Lives in Texas. I met him when he was a young guy in the Butthole Surfers. And since then, he's had a lot of other bands like Honky and Daddy Big Head or something. Long Head. And now he's got this new thing he sent me called Areola 51. I played something last week. And I'll play something now off the CD. It's called Can't Shit Still, Watt from Pedro Show.
Yeah. going to go Skinheads, Rancid Guts, four times, and four times. I'm going to go Skinheads, Rancid Guts.
Sorry.
Come on, Watt. This ain't a Jaco Pastorius kind of song. Let's go. Here we go. Rolling? Okay. Yeah.
Try to fuck the same mind. Just walk away. I don't want your stack on rules. Turn up on me. Gotta let the government is all I plan to be. There's no fucking authority. Won't put the blame to me. No authority. No one's gonna see. No authority. I just wanna be. No authority. No one's gonna see. No authority. I just wanna be. And I got my connection on the top. No one's fucking worried. And I'm already gonna start. All I wanna do is just what I wanna be. But I can see a fucking clear. No authority. No one's gonna see. No authority, I just wanna be. No authority, no authority. No authority, I just wanna be. Me.
Okay, baby games.
Robert Rubin taking fun, playing games on everyone. Do your best to be a fool, bring your goals, say a goal. Some of you may have been surprised, but maybe it's a real life. Three of you and you're the same, busy playing baby games. Run around like 2-year-olds, the way you act is getting old. Pop me on her back, as if I can see that DIY. Could you be a best surprise? Yes!
Watt from Pedro show. That was the entire side A of the 7-inch on Ecstatic Peace. Society's Ills, the name of the band. It's a cover of the 7 Seconds, Skins, Brains, and Guts EP that Thurston, myself, Dave Markey, and Dezo did a few years ago. What was it? Looks like we did this in early 94 at Dickie Peterson's home studio. The Bengals. the tunes from that are Skins, Brains, and Guts, No Authority, Redneck Society, Baby Games, and Racism Sucks. Hear, hear. Before that, we had Sock Day with Don't Be Square, Papa Bear, and started off with Can't Shit Still by Areola 51, Jeff Pincus's latest project. I'm going to play some Wire now from about a month and a half ago, live in San Diego. Thanks to Sharon Lai for this tape. Here's some brand new Wire with a brand new tune, Watt from Pedro Show. Watt from Pedro show. Has some Cap Beefheart back in 68. Instrumental called Flower Pot. Before that, we had an unknown title song. I think D-Boom was just jammed around. It's D-Boom on his guitar playing to a four-track, May 1985. We start off with something new from Wire, them live in San Diego from about a month ago. The Casbah, a song called The Agfers of Kodak. A lot from Pedro show here. You know, cats give me stuff on the road. And these kids gave me a CD of theirs. They're called the Patty Duke Syndrome. And here's something they got called Texas.
fail. You know, I'm not the kind of woman that's going to bring you breakfast in bed. You say, what you making for supper? I say, reservations. I'm just not going to be your home-loving, dinner-cooking mama. I'm going to be your love maker. I'm going to be your hip shaker. I'm going to be your heartbreaker. I'm going to be your love maker, honey.
working out. Tonight there will be a problem. I'm really mad. Fine versus fine versus fine. I say why?
From Pedro Show. That was the Detachment Kit. Who gave me that CD? I played a Jerry Foreman in this video, these young guys from DC called Good Charlotte. I think maybe the manager gave me this. But I like that tune. Dead Angels Make Slow Sound. And then where are these guys from? The Wishing Wells, before that, with Your Little Intrigue. And has a little book here. Oh, they're Connecticut. They're a Connecticut band. So that's kind of near Jay, huh?
Cool little book they made.
Yeah. Look at the band. Yeah, funny guys. Lyrics and music by Jeff Fish Wells. Music arranged by the Wishing Wells. Yeah, that guy's sporting kind of a water tower gullet kind of thing. Before that, The Identity Question by The Miss. Marsha Ball before that with Lovemaker. And we started with Texas by Patty Duke Syndrome. Tune got cut off. That wasn't my fault this time. That's the way the CD was. Everybody with a pewter and a burner, huh? Coming in, up at the end of the first hour of the October 18, 2002 edition of Watt from Pedro show. Coming up next hour, more tunage, more spiel from Watt, and of course, privileged to have session with Brother Matt Spin Cycle. Okay, hold tight for hour two. October 18, 2002. It's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro show.
Tales have spun me better days. Can't explain and I can't stay. Please just make it go. Yeah.
That was Sideshow with Mistake. I think it's an Omaha band. And before that, we had Jay Maskus in the Fog off his new record, Everybody Lets Me Down. The record's called Free So Free. And now it's my privilege to turn over the controls to the magic hands of Brother Matt and his spin cycle.
not cast the vibe. Oh, cause it's Lucas with the little. Cast the vibe, cast the vibe. Oh, cause it's Lucas with the little.
really be anything worse than what is on the way?
Organized in 1973 by David Rockefeller and many other people. And it basically has to do with the management of the entire globe, the management of the world economy in the interest of global corporations and banks. That affect not just one country, but many countries. It's how they operate.
whether this story be true or not. It is historically certain.
Patria de Israel, himno Deus in Sion, et divi redetur votum in Jerusalem, eterna dona exaudi orazione mea, perfecte omnia Deus, redetes in Kyrie Deus in Sion, et elei redetur votum in Jerusalem.
Requiem in carta fona eis domi, et lux perpetua lucea Deis, te decet himnus Deus in Sion, et tibi redetur votum in Jerusalem, exaudi orationem meam, ante omnis caro veniet. Requiem aeternam fona eis domine, et lux perpetua lucea Deis.
Thank you. Thank you. like to take this opportunity to talk a little bit about former Green Bay Packers tight end Mr. Mark Chimura. You know, wherever I go, from coast to coast and border to border, people always tell me the same dang thing. But Mark Chimura was guilty of bad judgment for getting into that hot tub full of underage women at his babysitter's post-prom party. I ask you this, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, how exactly is it ever bad judgment to get into a hot tub full of liquored up high school chicks? What are you supposed to do for fun at 4 in the morning anyway? Go shopping for Mattel at Woodman's or some dang thing. But actually, in the cold hard light of further analysis, maybe it was bad judgment to get into that hot tub. Cause 1 minute you're in the hot tub in your underwear, you're feeling okay, you're the king of Green Bay, you're getting ready to rock your cradle of love. The next minute you're in love with one of the girls in the hot tub and that cradle's rocking you. And all you want to do is be with her and all she wants to do is get the hell away from you. And you find yourself getting bent into shape that regardless of your own natural elasticity you never thought you could get bent into. And you find out things like your hair is all wrong, and your glasses are all wrong, and your clothes are all wrong, and you shave your balls wrong, and nothing's working for you. You get so twisted and frustrated that you contemplate crawling up the side of the nearest tall building and slinging yourself to the cold asphalt 10 stories below, hoping that the resulting jelly stain you leave is noteworthy enough to serve as a final legacy of some sort. I recommend against it. Fall off that building, Mr. Peter Parker. Have yourself a blue raspberry slush puppy at your local Express convenience store or something. Sometimes you just gotta say I pumped enough blood, tears, toilet, sweat into the sinking ship of a relationship. And I don't wanna bleed anymore. I don't wanna toil anymore. I don't wanna sweat anymore. Now you bleed. Now you toil. Now you sweat.
I'm trying for the way, there isn't any guy. I'm trying for the way, so many songs can be sung with two lips, two lungs, and one tongue.
Loser. He used to sell papers in front. Get your winners. Get rich on a dime. And about the third or fourth race, you'd see him rolling on his rotten board with his roller skates underneath. He'd propel himself along on his hands. He just had small stumps for legs. And the rims of the skate wheels were worn off. You could see inside the wheels and they would wobble something awful, shooting and flashing imperialistic sparks. He moved faster than anybody, rolled cigarette dangling. You could hear him coming. God almighty, what was that? The new ones asked. He was the world's greatest loser, but he never gave up, wheeling toward the $2 window screaming, "It's the four horse, you fools! How the hell are you going to beat the four?" Up on the board, the four would be reading 60-1. I never heard him pick a winner. They say he slept in the bushes. I guess that's where he died. He's not around anymore. There was a big fat blonde who kept touching him for luck and laughing. Nobody had any luck. The whore is gone, too. I guess nothing ever works for us. We're fools, of course. Bucking the inside plus a 15% take. How are you going to tell a dreamer when there's a 15% take on the dream? He'll just laugh and say, "Is that all? I miss those sparks."
Some Charles Bukowski here on the Watt from Pedro show.
Hank.
Coming on the end of the second hour for the October 18, 2002 version. Before Mr. Bukowski, who is buried here in Pedro, by the way. We had a song, I don't know the title because he didn't write it, but some cat from Philly named Bert. It's a great cover. He's got a, yeah, there's Brother Matt's got a picture there of Mr. Bukowski's gravestone. He says, don't try. Anyway, Bert gave me this CD last tour with him with a plastic gun and kind of a Rambo look with a headband, shirt off. And it says, Watts fucking tunes. And what else does it say?
It's a pretty classic shot.
Yeah. But, oh, yeah. It says, by me, bitch. Bert, I guess. So.
Nothing like that DX.
Pretty funny. He's got instructions on how to listen to this. He goes, Dear Watt, diehard rocker, soul rebel, godfather, punk role model, enjoy this humble collection of our All in the Universe music. I'm a sole producer, musician, and writer of all the enclosed works, but the themes are of vast taste. Enjoy it while you eat, enjoy it while you drink, enjoy it while you bang, enjoy it while you think. So take a fucking shit in the upper deck, videotape it, and send it to me with your comments and wisdom. This guy's address. So I got it. Have to honor that request and enlighten Mr. Bert with some turd. Okay, before Bert, we had No Means No, Two Lips, Two Lungs, and One Tongue from the Wrong album. Now You Cry by Reverend Norb. Funeral Song, Slater Kinney, following Brother Matt's Righteous Spin Cycle. Thank you very much, Brother Matt.
Thank you.
Okay, hold tight for hour three. October 18, 2002, it's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro show, and here's part 12 of the Fourth Tower of Inverness.
And now we begin the sixth week of the Fourth Tower of Inverness. But for Jack, it's as though 3 days had passed. The time moves differently when in the realm of Inverness. Whoever the ancients were that inhabited this mountain, their ceremonies, their worship of the gods, created vibrations so strong they pierce deep into the earth and rock of Inverness. The roots of the trees and grass have drunk of these vibrations until the very vegetation upon the mountain at times appears to shimmer with sacred praises to the gods. But there are those that tap these vibrations and channel them into other uses. When we last left Jack Flanders, he had once again seen the Fourth Tower of Inverness. He ran as fast as he could to the mansion, ran through the secret passageways inside the walls, until he came to a dead end with a full-length mirror upon the wall. Investigating, he found the mirror was a door. Behind the door was another mirror. But when he stepped through it, he found himself standing upon a concrete ledge, with steps beyond leading into the tower. But in between, nothing but space, clouds below drifting by, and he was in the fourth tower. But he could not leap the space to climb the steps. So there he stands.
Darn! I can't jump that distance. It's about 12 feet to those steps. I get this far, and now I have to turn back. I don't know when the tower will show itself again. Oh, shoot. Why is it that every time I get what I want, it's not what I expected? That's the story of my life. Oh, well. Back out and through the mirror.
So, Jack, little Frida dissolved into color and disappeared. She's a sensitive girl, but I'm certain she'll be able to take care of herself.
Well, you don't seem very concerned, Auntie.
I don't know how concern will help her. I suppose she was caught up with the ecstasy of the moment and just let herself dissolve.
She's not a lump of sugar.
She is sweet. No, Jack, the reason I'm not overly concerned... I am concerned, but just enough... You see, the reason is that little Frida has abilities that human beings, normal human beings, haven't realized.
You're inferring that she's done this before.
I'm inferring No, no. I'm saying quite explicitly that she may have decided at the moment that everything was exactly right, exactly as it should be, and let go.
She didn't die, did she?
Oh, Jack, the way you say that, I'm surprised at you. After re-experiencing several past lives, I would have thought your view of death would be healthier than that. Why, even your Time magazine has altered their column, Births and Deaths, or whatever it was, to Transitions. Soon people will realize that they just keep coming back and coming back. Do you mind being born again?
Not that much. But I could do without going through high school again.
Oh, I see. You've changed the line. That's fair. Jack, do you recall my mentioning to you the Tibetan wheel of life?
Yes, I do.
These Tibetans have it all down pat, as they say. I think you mentioned seeing the wheel in the library, was it not?
Yes, I did.
Now, concentrate on it. Focus a picture of the wheel in your mind. Can you do that?
Just vaguely. It's difficult.
Well, forget the wheel for a moment. Concentrate on any other image. For instance, a white elephant.
Okay, I've got it.
You can see the white elephant?
Yes, clearly.
Ah, well then you can see the wheel. It's very simple. You must learn to train your mind to run errands for you.
Well, that sounds simple, but I'm just not certain that I can do it.
A little practice is all you need, Jack. The mind can be sent out to gather information of all sorts. Why, it's like speaking on a telephone. Being able to see the other person. What he or she is wearing. The room around him.
Well...
You don't do that, I presume.
Well, that sounds kind of psychic.
It's words like that, Jack, that cause people to think they cannot, they cannot, they cannot. When you realize that you can, then you can sit in the leisure of your armchair or sip your tea as I am doing now and send your mind out to gather all sorts of things.
If you say so.
It's expressions of enthusiasm like that one that will get you at least another 15 lifetimes.
I don't think being reborn is so bad.
It's not reborn. It's growing old physically and listening to your bones creak. That's so tiresome. But let me continue with the Tibetan wheel of life. It's most important.
Go on.
Now, as you can see, you can see the wheel.
Oh, yes, clearly, yes.
On the outer rim, there are 12 characters.
Mm-hmm.
A blind woman representing ignorance, feeling her way with a stick, is the first. Can you see it?
Yes, a blind woman.
Now, because of his spiritual blindness, man blunders through life, creating an illusory picture of himself and the world. His will is then directed upon unreal things, while his character is formed in accordance with this direction of his will, and his desire, and his imagination.
Hmm.
Now, the next figure is the potter. Can you see the potter?
Yes, yes.
The form creating activity. Just as the potter creates the shape of pots, so we form our characters and our destiny, or more correctly, our karma. The outcome of our deeds in works, words, and thoughts. These volitional acts become a cause of new activity and constitute the directing principle or character of a new consciousness.
Oh, I don't know if I get that.
Oh, Jack. Listen. Carefully. Character is nothing but a tendency of our will. A formation of repeated actions. Every deed we do leaves a trace, a path formed by the process of walking. And wherever such a once-trodden path exists, there we find, when a similar situation arises, that we take to this path spontaneously. This is the law of action and reaction, what we call karma, the law of movement in the direction of the least resistance, meaning the frequently trodden and therefore easier path. It is what is commonly known as the force of habit. Does that sound familiar?
Yes.
Now, just as the potter forms vessels out of formless clay, so we create through deeds, words, and thoughts out of the still unformed material of our life and our sense impressions the vessel of our future consciousness, namely that which gives it form and direction.
I don't know. That sounds pretty heavy.
Buck up, Jack. You'll get it yet. Ha-ha. Would you like some tea?
Yes, I think I could do with some.
Good. We'll take a break then. Jives! Jives! Clear away this rubble and bring up a new tea set. Ah! And some more crumpets. Ah, nothing quite like a brisk cup of tea. But to continue. This consciousness, which stands at the beginning of a new life, is represented in the third picture, in the form of a monkey grasping a branch. Do you see that, Jack?
Yes.
Now, just as a monkey restlessly jumps from branch to branch, so the consciousness jumps from object to object.
Ah.
Consciousness, however, cannot exist by itself. It has, on the one hand, both the properties of incessantly grasping sense objects or objects of imagination, and of letting go of one object for the sake of another. But it also has the capacity to crystallize and to polarize itself into material forms and mental functions. Consciousness is the basis of the combination, you've heard it referred to, mind and body. This close relationship between bodily and mental functions is compared with two people in a boat. This is shown in the fourth picture, in which you can see a ferryman propelling a boat with two people in it. Do you see it,
Jack? Oh, yes.
Ah, good show. Now, next we have a house with six windows, which depicts the six senses, seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, and thinking. And the sixth picture symbolizes the contact of the senses with their objects, in the form of the first contact between lovers. Do you see that, Jack?
Yes, very nice.
The feeling resulting from the contact of the senses with their objects is represented in the seventh picture by a man whose eye has been pierced by an arrow.
That's a bit strong, don't you think?
Bear with me, Jack. The eighth picture shows a drinker who is served by a woman. It symbolizes the thirst for life or craving caused by agreeable sensations. The arrow in the eye does not indicate pleasure, but only the intensity of the feeling and perhaps its future painful consequences which overtake those who allow themselves to be carried away by agreeable sensations.
I don't know. I never thought of Tibetans as prudes. But they seem to take a lot of the old kick out of life.
From the thirst for life arises the grasping of and clinging to the desired objects. This is symbolized in the ninth picture by a man who plucks fruit from a tree and gathers it into a basket. Clinging leads to the strengthening of the bonds, the bounds of life, and to a new process of becoming. This is symbolized by the sexual union of a man and wife, as seen in the tenth picture.
That's pretty explicit, all right.
The Tibetan attitude towards sexual things is of a disarming naturalness and objectivity. The Tibetan does not hesitate to depict the sexual act and the act of giving undisguised and without ambiguity. Now, the 11th picture shows a woman giving birth to a child. Becoming leads to rebirth in a new existence.
They're just as active as beavers, aren't they?
Jack, be serious. The 12th picture shows a man who carries a corpse on his back to the cremation ground, which illustrates the last of the 12 links of the formula of dependent origination, which says that all that which has been born leads to old age and death. As I have told you on another occasion, if there had not been a will to live and a clinging to the corresponding forms of life, this process of becoming would not have been set into motion.
It's just a vicious circle, isn't it?
That is why the 12-fold formula of dependent origination is represented as a circle. It has neither a beginning nor an end, do you see? Each link represents the sum total of all other links and is the precondition as well as the outcome of all other links. And all phases of this dependent origination are phenomena of the same illusion, the illusion of egohood. By overcoming this illusion, we step beyond the circle in which we imprison ourselves, and we realize that no thing and no being can exist in itself or for itself, that each form of life has the whole universe as its basis, and that the meaning of individual form can only be found in its relationship to the whole. The moment in which the human individual becomes conscious of this universality, he ceases to identify himself with the limits of his temporal embodiment and becomes flooded with a fullness of life in which the distinction between past, present, and future does not exist anymore.
Amen.
And all this has been simply explained by Lama Govinda in his Foundations of Tibetan Mysticism, a book I do recommend.
Well, I'll be sure to read it.
Good, Jack. Hacha! Let's have another cup of tea. Here, I have a copy for you right now, and it's signed by the Lama Govinda. My goodness, interesting handwriting he has. Shows he's a mystic.
Lift up somebody tonight. Your army's camps, rutted by caisson wheels, worn to bone by thousands of feet on two-day marches. And he said the furnace got its mouth open tonight. Picks up somebody tonight. The furnace got its mouth open tonight.
Jack. Yeah.
Watt from Pedro Show. That was Dofius with Ass Candle, Die Frat Boy Die. Before that we had Dills, It's Not Worth It, and The Chief's Dream by Bring Me the Head of O.J. Garcia. Coming in right after part 12 of the Fourth Tower Inverness. You're digging on the saga, huh, Brother Matt?
It's getting cooler. So we got the traffic.
Yeah, we got the noise
little,
or what?
Little afternoon traffic buildup.
Over here.
cruising Sunken City.
Pedro
the
sounds
weekend.
Are flowing into the
school
Love
bus.
Grotto on the Pleasure Point here.
The kids all taking a drive by in the school bus to look in the window at the Watt from Pedro show.
Yeah. Maybe that's what the hazards of Friday shows are here in this town. So what do you like about the Fourth Tower?
It kind of just keeps getting trippier, little more. They got the trippy little space story going there with the psychic twist.
We're about
I like the characters and stuff, like the whole theater of the mind stuff. You don't really catch
the mind movie
much of that
concept.
Anymore. Yeah.
We're about a third of the way through, and Jack is coming on to some self-realization. Okay, I'm going to play you a song here that features a cat who's born in Pedro here. Raised pretty much in Gardena, though. His name is Art Pepper, and this is something he did with Chet Baker.
Old Lighthouse.
Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Watt from Pedro show. Excuse me. That was the Brain Surgeons, Albert and Deborah Bouchard's band, doing a song called The Big Bang Theory, but much different than the version I do. Different song, the same title. Well, they just got written Big Bang Theory. And mine is The Big Bang Theory. What?
You inspired them.
Yeah. This is from their first record. Let's see when it was done. I don't know. A couple years ago. Let's see if there's a date somewhere here. They got a big book. Very nice printing. 1994. So maybe it predated me. I think I recorded it in 95, but they're much different. Anyway, before that, we had the Fuses with Jazz Makes Me Nervous, and we started with For Minors Only, Chet Baker and Art Pepper off the Playmates record, trippy cover. Nels Klein, I'm going to be playing with him tomorrow night. I think he's doing something with Jim Fetus, the Shittin' Factory, some big composition that Fetus did on synthesizers and stuff. Now he's having live players do it. But anyway, here's something from Nels, his Nels Klein Trio from like 1990, quite a while ago when he first ventured forth on his own, Mr. Nels Klein.
Thank you. Painted pictures, patriotic with gore. You raise a flag on a lance, that's your boy. as if the symbol on your currency to finance your war. I'm saying no, not in my name, not in my life, not by my hands, that ain't my fight, not in my name.
You wage a war against terrorists and violence, and try to wave the guns of fear and sword in the silence.
I'm saying no, not in my name, not in my life, not by my hands, that ain't my fight, not in my name.
You built your empire with natives and slaves, like the truth don't resurrect, wage a war from his grave.
We got brothers on the sideline, ready for the front line. Tell me when it's my time, won't you tell me? We got women on the sideline, ready for the front line. Tell me when it's my time, won't you tell me? You won't put it in your headline. People are in that line. Do we need a headline? Do we really?
We only be what they want us to see. We'll only be what they want us to be. Watching in their army.
We pledge resistance. We pledge to defend civil liberties against social and political repression. We pledge alliance with those who have come under attack for voicing opposition to the war. We pledge to make common cause with the people of the world, to bring about justice, freedom, and peace. Another world is possible, and we pledge to make it real. No, not in my name, not in my life, not by my hands, that ain't my fight, not in my name.
You wage a war against terrorists and violence, and try to wave your guns of fear and soul in the silence.
No, not in my name, not in my life, not by my hands, that ain't my fight, not in my name.
You built your empire with natives and slaves, like the truth don't resurrect, wage a war from his grave.
Opposing armies, armies oppose the ancient truths of the shamans and swamis, and it's not about retaliation. The history of war does nothing more than scar imagination. Increase security, religious purity, your blindfolded justice makes you trust in fatuity, like it's random, it's tandem. Fuck you and damn them, you teach to attack and then question who planned them. No, not in my name, not in my life, not by my hands, that ain't my fight, not in my name. You wage war against terrorists and violence, and try to wave your guns to fear and sword in the silence. No, not in my name, not in my life, not by my hands, that ain't my fight, not in my name. You built your empire with natives and slaves, like the truth don't resurrect, wage a war from its grave. You wanna put me on your blacklist? You can use my blood for ink, your communion to drink, and remembrance of a nation that forgot how to think. Hypnotized by your lies, but not even a blink. What? You wanna put me on your blacklist? You can use my blood for ink, your communion to drink, and remembrance of the all I've seen. Big brother, R.I.P. to the powers that be, overcome by the powers of being.
Thank you.
Watt from Peter show. Coming to the end of another installment. The October 18th, 2002 edition. That was Whoops Kitty from Minneapolis. With Let's Pretend. Before that, September 12th by Saul Williams. Something I got at the thing at the Federal Building a couple of weeks ago. What were you saying, Brother Matt, about?
Been encountering his name on some stuff I've been checking out lately, so I think that's a good indicator I should check it out a little deeper. Seems like you got some good stuff. Kind of likes to slip the message in there.
Yeah, you were talking about how about being relentless.
Oh yeah, just how it's like the protests and stuff seem to be building, which is good, but it's kind of a full-time thing. It has to be, because the other side is got the resources to just keep it going all the time. So it's good to have the stuff starting, but it can't just be a weekend thing. It's got to be pretty constant.
Yeah.
Because it's the people still outnumber everybody, but they got to just make themselves known.
Find their voice. Before that, we had The Heartbreak Wizard by Leaving Trains. A melding of two classic tunes. Paul and James. They're going to be playing next week. First time they've played in a long time. Maybe at Mr. T's Bowl or something like that. I'm going to go check it out. He's something else. I saw him maybe a month ago, and he wasn't wearing a dress. It was a trip.
New era.
Yeah, new era for Fallen James. Before that, we had some live fire hose from One Comes One. When was that recorded? I think it was in 1990. Or something like that. I can't find the sleeve. And we started with Broasted by the Nels Klein Trio. Maybe recorded around the same time, except not live in the studio. Had another bass player then that Nels Klein Trio I played with. That's some cat named Mark Sims. And Bob was the guy who was playing with Nels when I started doing gigs with him. Took him on tour and stuff. Next week, might have some guests. A guest. Maybe, I'll keep it as a surprise. And, I got an email from some cat who said Raymond sounded disinterested when we had him on. That's not true. That's just, you know, he's kind of shy. And he's very alert, intelligent man, and no attitude or anything. I guess it's trippy to read people's voices over the air like that to see what they're about. The guy said he bumped into him at a gig and he seemed standoffish. And couldn't be further from the truth. What do you think, buddy, man?
I think just if you're mellow and quiet, sometimes people are going to read you wrong.
Yeah, they want you to be all
yeah,
hype.
You're not all that they want you to be.
Live up to their mental construct. I guess because of his drawings, they think he should be hollering.
Yeah, we're there.
Okay. So we're at the end of the show, September 18, 2002. Watt Pedro show from the Love Grotto, Pleasure Point, Wild Kingdom Radio. Thank you, Brother Matt.
Cool, thank
Much
you.
Much appreciated assistance. And see you cats next time. Keep your powder dry.